Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 271. The Beginning of a Deep Conversion. Do you ever have a gut feeling sweep over your soul that you are the chief of sinners, that you are carnal, sold under sin, that in your flesh nothing good dwells? Don't despair. The great Holy Spirit of God may at last be working deep in your heart. God Himself is noticing you like He notices when a little hummingbird falls on the forest floor. That's something. God in heaven is teaching you as if you were a student in His classroom. He honors you. You become really sure that you are indeed a child of God when you sense that He Himself is chastising you. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. For whom the Lord loves He chastens, and scourges every son whom He receives. We have generally thought that refers to our getting sick, or getting in an accident, or some such bad luck. But in fact, it's the work of the Holy Spirit convicting us of sin itself. Paul experienced a healthy Christian experience which illustrates what it means to live in tune with God on this great day of atonement, this cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary. To sense that indeed you are genuinely, truly, not merely rhetorically, less than the least of all the saints, is not an unhealthy experience. It may be the beginning of your at last deep conversion. You are at last actually experiencing what Zechariah 12, verses 10 to chapter 13, verse 1, is talking about. Not until Moses was at last deeply humbled before God was it possible for his face to shine with the light of heaven, light that astonished the people.